On 101 ESPN, Cardinal World Series champ Brad Thompson and Chris Ranji. I'm Randy Carricker, and joining us now on the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line is one of our favorite comedians, Brad Williams, who's going to have the Newly Friend show on Saturday night at 9 o'clock St. Louis time. $10 gets you access to the online show. Get your tickets at heliumcomedy.com. Brad Williams, we always like having you with us. How are you doing today?
Just about as good as anyone is doing today. You know, you have to kind of cater your expectations. You got to taper them down. Right now, if you call someone and say, "Hey, how you doing?" They go, "I'm super." You go, "You're a liar."
I feel the same way, Brad, about anybody that doesn't answer their phone in general. Like, you're not busy at this point. So if I call you, you should probably answer now.
Oh yeah! Now, and as a comic, this has been my nightmare. Not only just because people are out of work, people are struggling, and there's lines at all the essential services, but just because all those comics that I told I was too busy to do their podcast, now I'm not too busy to do their podcast, and now that's what my days are filled with doing. But yeah, you talked about the event I'm doing on Saturday. Here's the thing. We all know that these are trying times, and we're trying to entertain people in the safest way possible. And comics got to do that however we can. I'm doing some virtual stand-up comedy shows. You can always find that information by following me on social media. But also this thing that I'm doing on Saturday, you guys have heard of the newlywed game. You know, the husband writes down, like, "Oh, my wife's favorite place is blank," and then you have to ask the wife and see if they get see if their matches see if their answers match up. And that's what we're doing for the Newly Friend game. It's me and my heterosexual life mate comedian Adam Ray, and we'll see. You know, so like, if they ask Adam where does Brad hide his cookies, he better write down the tree. Okay, that's all. That's just an obvious answer. So yeah, I watched the show last week, and it was really entertaining. And I'll watch it again this week, obviously, because I'll be on it. So I hope people let us distract you for a bit.
We hope so. Now, if you're not aware of it, Brad Williams is a little person. I'm being politically correct here, Brad.
Sure. Because when you say little person, it's like, oh, he's 5'2". No, way smaller. Let's just put it to people this way. When I go to a shoe store and say, "Hey, bring me out everything that fits me," everything they bring out has lights blinking from it.
So,
and I'm a full adult man. I'm 36. I'm married. I got a baby. Like, I'm a dude. But that's what we say. That's what we mean when we say little person. So if I make short jokes, that's why.
Okay. So I want to know where you do hide the cookies.
Well, I told you, the tree. What the hell?
Okay,
it's up to you to find out which tree. There's a lot of them out there, but at the same time, you've got time now. So head out to the outdoors. Start looking.
Do you find this to be a creative time for you?
I mean, yeah, because before, as crazy as my life was as a touring stand-up comic, the life would be kind of a routine where you go, okay, on Thursday I fly wherever I gotta go. I do shows until Sunday, and on Monday I fly home. That was kind of my routine. Now we can't do shows in the traditional way, so. You know, we're trying to think outside the box. We're doing things on Twitter, on Instagram. I don't know if you guys know about the website Cameo. That's where the majority of my income is coming in from. You can book me on Cameo in case you ever wanted to buy your friend a birthday shout out from a funny little person, or maybe you want to break up with your boyfriend or girlfriend and you don't want to do it yourself and you want me to do it for you. I've done one of those. It was awesome.
So how'd you play it?
I'm sorry,
when you did that, when you did the breakup, was it funny?
Yeah, I had to. I tried to make it funny. And pretty much my take on it was that if you're ever going to get bad news, we should just have a little person give the bad news. Like all these Trump press conferences where they're coming out and saying it's going to be 60,000 people, it's going to be 100,000 people, we may not go back to work for 18 months. They should at least have a midget like, hey, the news, because it's like, yeah, you're bummed out because the news is bad, but he's got little hands. No, it works.
Do you think that... All right, can you get feedback from the person that you dumped and find out whether or not it worked or how they took it?
I guess, or some of your listeners, if they want to see how I do it, can just go to cameo.com/BradWilliamsComic and book me themselves.
There we go.
And see. And also, if you get dumped during a quarantine, wow, that was not a good relationship.
Now you got to spend time with one another.
Yeah. So I guess a lot of people are figuring out right now, like, oh, I actually didn't like this person, and they were just good looking, but nothing behind the eyes. I'm used to being gone 4 days a week, and now I'm home every day. So my wife is kind of just staring at me like, wow, I hope this thing ends and you can go back on the road soon. She likes having her days free and checks clearing. So, yeah.
You're in a whole different world right now, like all of us are with the coronavirus. But correct me if I'm wrong, you have a little over 3-month-old daughter now, right? So, I mean, you're home. You're not just home vegging out, playing video games, doing podcasts. Like, you're home doing dad life, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I am, 3 months old, and my wife is Chinese. I'm a dwarf. That means we had an Asian dwarf baby, and I defy you. I defy you to find something cuter than an Asian dwarf baby. I know all the parents say that their kids are cute, and that's fine and dandy. But if you don't believe me, go to my Instagram, @BradWilliamsComic. You will see what an Asian dwarf baby looks like. And all I can say is, Baby Yoda, go F yourself. You got nothing, okay? You got nothing. Asian dwarf baby. You got to respect the ADB, okay? Respect the ADB.
Hey, are you changing those ADB diapers?
Oh, my God. All right. So if you ever ask my wife, hey, what was the happiest day of your life? She may do the typical answer like, oh, the day my daughter was born or my wedding day. That will not be the answer. The happiest day of my daughter of my wife's life is when she handed me my naked daughter right after a bath, and my daughter proceeded to confetti cannon poop all over me.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
should you laugh?
Yeah, you know, she's still laughing. This was 2 weeks ago. My daughter laughed for the very first time. That, she goes, "Oh, so that's what I could do." Yeah, I don't know. Like I think we're using the wrong kind of power to power those T-shirt cannons at sporting events. I think when we all go back to normal and we all start going to sporting events again, you don't need CO2 or some kind of gas. No, you just need to hook up a baby's butt to those T-shirt cannons, and you'll fire that thing through the damn roof.
And we were talking about this earlier, that this is what we've been doing today. We spent a good amount of time talking about how toddlers throw up and how it's like a rocket. You know, it doesn't just kind of come out. It explodes out. So once the kid gets old enough, you can use her to... I guess you could put the T-shirts in her mouth then. Because that's there's so much explosive vomit that comes out of a kid.
Yeah, absolutely. They're just leaking from all sides. And but the good part is since my daughter is a dwarf, we are bottling the vomit, and then we are going to sell it on eBay because some people think that the Asian dwarf baby vomit has some kind of healing properties, and I'm totally all right with that. You know, we can do whatever we can do to make money in these times. I'm doing shout-outs on Cameo, selling dwarf vomit. I may start up an OnlyFans account. You know what those are. Okay, I don't have to go into detail.
So when I asked you earlier about whether or not you felt like this was a good creative time, one of the things I'm wondering about is, like, you don't have as much interaction with as many different people, which is where a lot of comedy comes from, is, you know, interacting with weirdos. So is it harder then because you're just pretty much around your own family?
Well, here's the thing: is you think I'm not interacting with weirdos? To that, I would say touche, salesman, because I'm going out to the supermarket, and holy crap, there's still a lot of weirdos out there. People trying to hoard toilet paper. Listen, everybody, don't hoard the toilet paper. You don't have to. If you run out of toilet paper, just do what I do and do a handstand in the shower. Okay, that's all you got to do. That's it. You'll be clean. Didn't Simone Biles, the Olympic gymnast, do the handstand challenge like 3 days ago? I'm just upping the ante, okay? I'm just upping the ante, and you just go in the shower, you do a little cartwheel, boom, clean butt, all right? That's how it works.
I would think, though, you're the pro here. You've got the handstand challenge, but wouldn't that run right into your face potentially?
Listen, details, schmeetails. I'm trying to get a clean butt. Okay, that's my goal, and I'm trying to get people to stop hoarding the damn toilet paper. So
that's a good call.
That's how I do it. You can judge me, but in case you find out a better way to not use toilet paper, go right ahead. And until then, I'm doing cartwheels.
Hey, you were talking about the Simone Biles thing. For people who don't know or didn't see it, she did a handstand. And she used her legs to take off the sweatpants she was wearing. And she just, while she was in a handstand, do you think you could do that?
Oh, God, no. All right, that's every guy that thought they were skilled in, like, high school or right after high school in terms of, like, taking off a woman's clothes, you got nothing. Simone Biles did it with the sweatpants while in a handstand. You got nothing. You thought you had skill. Oh, you do a little snappy bra move. That's nothing. Simone Biles is an American treasure, and we need to protect her at all costs.
You can follow Brad Williams at Funny Brad, and I'm looking at your latest tweet right now. You've got some moves. That cartwheel that you're doing, and we're going to see it tonight on E! On the Funny Dance Show. That's impressive.
Yeah. Hey, man, you know, I should have been a Special Olympian. I really should have been. Now, I don't know what event that I would have been in, you know, but I don't know if they have a cartwheel event, but maybe rhythmic gymnastics or something. But, yeah, if you're just looking to have a good time, maybe tonight, yes, you're right. I am on the Funny Dance Show, which will be airing on E! That's E! Entertainment Television. Yeah, the channel you always pass up because it's always got Kardashians on it. I understand. But you can watch that. You watch me dance, and then you can watch me do the best friend game on Saturday. Just go to heliumcomedy.com. I believe they have the ticket information there. And my best friend is the guy that I'm doing the funny dance show with, Adam Ray. So you can see that. So, you know, I'm trying to entertain people. We got the funny dance show. We got the thing on Saturday. I got just tickets went on sale for a virtual comedy show that I'm doing in a couple of weeks, and you can always book me on Cameo. This is what I'm trying to do to entertain the masses, and if you don't purchase anything that I'm doing, that's okay. That just means you don't like Asian dwarf babies.
Hey, Brad Williams, one of the funny stories that I've ever heard is when you told us you were doing a set in Michigan and midgets were offended, and actually they came and they assembled against you, right?
Yeah, and you just said the word they assembled like they were Avengers. That was awesome. Midgets assemble. I mean, I don't know what they'd be after. Certainly not a gauntlet, but it wasn't the Infinity Stones, maybe the Infinity Pebbles. I'm not sure. But I did a show in Livonia, Michigan. And a bunch of dwarves came out to protest me out front of the comedy club. They had a picket sign. I mean, well, they weren't picket signs. They were 3x5 cards. But they looked like they were picket signs to me. And they didn't like some of the language I was using. But I showed them I've been doing this comedy thing for 16 years. And even in we're in a pandemic, I'm still trying to make people laugh. I've had some crazy stories in my life. That was certainly one of them, and I'm sure some of my crazier stories will be doing the funny dance show tonight and doing the best friend game on Saturday. Just go to heliumcomedy.com, purchase your tickets there.
Brad, any chance that you end up getting in trouble at home due to the fact that you might just know Adam Ray better than you know your wife?
Oh, she already knows that I know Adam Ray better than I know my wife. That also, like I said, my wife is Chinese. Very mysterious. Very mysterious. I'm still figuring out things. I don't really argue with the wife. My wife has black belts in three different martial arts. So I'm 0-4 for the arguments. I have not won a damn thing.
And I know you had a birthday just a couple of months ago. Do you feel Do you feel lucky that you got your birthday in right before everything started to suck? Because I'm feeling really bad for people who have a birthday now.
Yeah, you would think that I got lucky, but I didn't, because my daughter was actually born on the same day as me. My daughter and I share a birthday, so I will never have a birthday again.
Oh, that's, I mean, what a miracle. But oh my God, that sucks.
Yeah, exactly. So, there will be no more steak dinners, no more cigar parties, no more strip clubs. Every birthday I'm going to have from here on out is going to be tea parties and bounce houses, which, I mean, I'm okay with the bounce houses. That's the one advantage of being a little person, is I'm 36, so I can still go in a damn bounce house.
That's pretty awesome. I hadn't thought of that, but you'll be able to go bounce house with her for a long time.
Advantages, man. Advantages. you just got to think of these things.
Hey, I did want to ask you, because you made a point earlier, and I think it's spot on, about bad information coming from a little person. Maybe it's different. Maybe you feel good about it. So I feel safer asking you this question, because if I don't get the answer I want, I'll feel better. Brad, are we going to have live sports this year? Because we're really hoping for it.
I understand that. And I like you. I like how you say that, are we going to have live sports this year? Hey, don't you know Florida said that the WWE is essential workers? You're damn right we're having live sports. You won't be in the audience for it, but you can still have something. No, I think we'll have live sports. I just think they're going to have to do it a little different. They're going to have to come up with some creative ways. I don't know if you saw what they were doing in Taiwan. Baseball is back in Taiwan.
Yeah.
But the audience is mannequins. Some people call them mannequins, but it's Taiwan, so let's call them what they are, unused sex dolls. Okay, so they found a purpose for the unused sex dolls, all right? And, I mean, I hope they weren't recycled. That's all I can say, because, man, if you think that our workers are going through some stuff, that's got to be a crappy job. But, yeah, I think we'll have live sports. They may have to change a little bit. It's not going to be exactly what they were before. You know, but all I know is we are going to get through this, people. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. We will be okay. Just don't go spend your stimulus check on a lottery ticket. All right, be smart, people.
Are we sure those mannequins aren't? Are they unused sex dolls? Maybe they're just not currently used.
They all look surprised.
I don't even want to know. But they got them so quickly. That's why I think they are the sex dolls. It's like, all right, we need an audience of 16,000 mannequins. Where can we go? Well, obviously Bangkok, everybody. That's where you go.
Uh-huh. Now, yeah, there you go.
I know that's Thailand. I said Taiwan. Those are different places. I know my horrible Asian geography.
Brad Williams, you'll be able to see him at the Helium Comedy Club online on Saturday night, 9 o'clock St. Louis time. $10 gets you access. Just go to heliumcomedy.com and find the Newly Friend show. And this is for all the friendships and sisterhoods and bromances out there in the spirit of the newlywed game. It's going to be a lot of fun and very funny with the very funny Brad Williams. Thanks for taking some time with us, and we'll see you Saturday night on the computer.
Sounds great, and follow me on all my social media pages to see what kind of other creative entities I'm getting into to try to pass the time.
All right, and next time you're in St. Louis, we want you here in the studio, too. We love it when you're here.
Absolutely, my friends. I will be there.
All right, Brad. Thanks. That is Brad Williams. Follow him on Twitter at FunnyBrad. He is fantastic. And once again, just go to heliumcomedy.com for tickets for Saturday night's Newly Friend show. Next up in the Fast Lane, get your texts in to the Air Comfort Service text line 65780 for the Sports Six Pack. Meet. We'll have your questions for us on 101 ESPN.